Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Hazarik min hayam liyabasha, min hayabasha liyam. If a person throws from the sea, now the first thing explained is lav dafka the sea, even a river, things like that. It's the same thing. And the same goes with the previous Mishnah as well. So the sea is a din of a carmelis, the water is a din of a carmelis, and he throws it into the yabasha, which is the land. And Rav is explaining that this land is Rishus HaRabim. So he throws from carmelis to Rishus HaRabim, yam liyabasha, umin hayabasha liyam, or vice versa, umin hayam lisfino, or the sea, which is a carmelis, to a boat. Now, a boat is a din of Rishus HaYochid. Umin asfina liyam, and vice versa, Rishus HaYochid into a carmelis. Umin asfina lechaverta, or from one boat, he throws it into another boat, and in between is the carmelis, which is the sea. Pater, all these cases are pater. Mishnah continues, Sfinois kishurois zo bezo, if you have two boats that are tied together, mitaltlin mizo lezo. One is allowed to carry from one to the other, and the Rav explains that even if the boats are owned by two different people, and there's also an Erev here, there's a Eruvei Chatzeres, and the Chiddush is that you can make a Eruvei Chatzeres even by boats, because boats are not going to be like this forever. They're going to eventually detach from each other. And one would think that an Eruv couldn't work in such a situation. Teretz says it can. And one is even allowed to be carried from one to the other. Im einen kshurois, however, if they're not tied together, afal pi shumukafois, even if they're just nearby, and there's an Eruv, and they're just floating nearby, but they're not tied together, ein mitaltun mizolazo, one is not allowed to carry from one to the other.